This is Noah Being Spandex, episode 188 for Friday, January 30th, 2015.
We're just going to jump right into this conversation about Power Rangers things and stuff happens.
News never stops.
Never stops. Now, as I have been talking to you guys about, you know, you guys talk about your toys and what you collect and whatever, and, you know, I buy a few things here and there. I was never really fully on board buying everything known to life, right? But I did know back in the day I missed out on getting, you know, all the Megazords and the Morphers and all this other stuff, right? Because I didn't really care, right? But now, this time with the whole Legacy line, I was like, okay, fine. I'm definitely getting on board, getting my Megazords. Well, you know, like the MMPR ones, right? Like, you know, the Megazord and the Morpher, I'm definitely getting those. So when they first come out, boom, I'm getting them, call it a day, right? See, now I thought we all had done that, but as we came to have learned on the Q&A show, which you should listen to,
yes,
Spy did not.
No.
He missed out on his opportunity to get the Megazord when it first came out. Okay. Cool.
I didn't quite understand the differences between the 2010 mold and the new one. So I decided I was going to pass on both.
So you know, Legacy stuff is some Legacy things have been sitting on a shelf for a moment.
By some, you mean all.
But we haven't seen a Megazord in a minute, right? You know, we haven't seen it. So, Spy, what did you decide to do to get your Megazord?
How
did you remedy the situation?
Right.
I didn't know we were going to tell this story. I actually found somebody on Facebook who was selling his used version, and I was like, all right, it's been over a year. I'm going to buy this guy's old toy, and I will finally have my Megazord. And I get it, and...
Wait, before you say...
Gently used.
Wait, before you say the rest of your story, okay? So, you bought this...
This week. Like, I would say, yeah, Monday morning.
Right, okay. So, you bought on a Monday morning.
Yeah.
When was it? Was it the next day? Couple of days?
Yeah, it was about 2 days before it got there, so it was like... Tuesday or Wednesday that I got it. And then the next day the news came out.
The next day the news came out that they are re-releasing the Mighty Morphin Megazord.
Yes.
It's coming back. Coming back again. Now, normally I'm like, what? But Spy? You straight?
Yeah, like, I was like, oh my gosh, it's a win for Spy. He's got a win under his belt.
And you're going to get it for cheaper. Like, So, Spy, please tell the rest of your story.
All right. So when I get it, I open the box. And right away, I notice that it's kind of stinky and musty. And I think, okay, that's fine. I mean, it's used. It's fine. I'll clean it. Whatever. And so as I'm inspecting each piece, I'll find like little like brown spots or whatever. So I'm like, all right. So I'm going to have to give each piece a little wipe down or whatever. And as I'm doing that, I see like a little dried up like bug on my mattress, because that's where I opened it. It was in my bedroom for some reason. And a little dried up bug. So I'm like, oh, whatever. That's kind of gross, but it's dried up. It's dead. Just kind of flick it away. And so I'm still cleaning all my little pieces. And I notice by my pillow, there is a live one kind of wiggling around. And so I'm like, oh no, where did this come from? So, I mean, I have to kill that one. And then I need to investigate, you know, how bad this infestation is all of a sudden, because I figured the one little dead one was going to be it. So I take each piece that I'm cleaning and I inspect it for like moving parts or like little hiding places that bugs could be. And of course, the main culprit is going to be the Tyrannosaurus chest cavity, because the head kind of slides down and hides in there. And that's where they were.
Oh, God. The swarm.
And when I say they, I mean, it's not like a huge swarm, but
the more chest cavity. More than one is
they. What's that?
I said more than one is they. Yes, so that yes. means there's a swarm. I don't care.
But there's three in total, or four if you count the dead one.
No.
Oh, boy.
But in the chest cavity, that's where the little screw attachments are. It combines both of the halves together. And so underneath those are where the two bugs are kind of clinging. And I managed to like wiggle one out and kill it in the sink.
Wait. They were still alive?
Yeah. Yeah. There was one dead one wiggling by my pillow, and then two alive inside the chest cavity.
Oh, God.
And so, I wiggled one out, and that died in the sink. But the other one was just holding on for dear life. And no matter what I could do, he would not let go. So I had to, like, get some compressed air and try to, like, blow it out. But even then, it was just clinging on for dear life. So I had to, like, turn it upside down and spray it. And, you know, when you do that with compressed air, it, like, shoots out this, like, freeze ray.
Oh, my God.
So I had to freeze it that way. But, yeah, there was a lot of grossness with my Megazord.
And then at no point you just gave up and threw it away?
No, actually, right now it is sitting in a jar filled with baking soda because it's stinky.
Sheesh. Yeah.
How much did you pay for this?
$60. Yeah.
You need to just throw that away.
The very next day, the news came out and said, "Hey, for $60, you can get a brand new one on the shelf. Oh, re-releasing it." So yeah. I was kind of disappointed.
It's you're gonna want to just throw that thing away and buy the new one.
Yeah, actually, when the news came out, I was really upset because I mean the timing was just horrible. But
right.
After this week, I've been trying to, you know, spin it into some positive mm-hmm. capacity. And I'm saying that the re-release news is here to save me from this awful toy. That
yes! Yes, please buy two when you please!
And really, it was just one day, and it's like, I could have just had a brand new one for $60. I don't need to spend $120.
You need to find this fool and cut him.
No, it's all right. I mean, I knew that I was getting into used goods, but I mean, I've bought most of my collection off of eBay very used, so I was used to that. But this was by far the worst thing but that thing, I had ever received.
But here's my thing, though, right? If I know I'm so, like, I forgot how much I bought the Megazord for. Maybe it was $60, maybe. But I bought it for $60, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's used.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no value to it mm-hmm. because it's quote unquote rare. It's not that rare. I mean, so I would never sell it for how much I paid for it when it's used. Like, I would never do that. So, like, is this how this game is now?
Well,
like, this is how people do?
The new ones, they are being scalped for at least $300 on Amazon.
Yeah.
So I think this guy figured he could do 60 and it would be quote unquote discounted.
$300?
Yeah.
Well, the original one was like $70 when it first came out, but that's pretty much the only main item from the legacy line that is scarce is the main Megazord, because everything else is just warm in the shelves.
Mm. So, okay, so on your eBays, it's like $300 and $250s and all this other nonsense.
It's expensive.
This is just how it goes. Like, I mean, look at even the new figures for Dino Charge. They're not on many shelves yet. So a regular $9 figure, you go on eBay or Amazon, and it's $20, $30.
Mm.
You know, because it's brand new. People will want it. They'll pay more money for it. Or all those Red Rangers and Sixth Rangers that are out there. I have almost every single one. I'm only missing three of them, and there's like 30 total. But the ones I need, they're all online for $20, $30 a pop.
Gosh.
Mm.
So.
Well, I guess I just didn't know my Megazord market. So, but I mean, that is so disgusting.
Yeah,
Oh my
it was by far the worst
God.
purchase
Like, how
I've
would
ever.
I would never, like, even if I would give that for free, I would feel so horrible that I'm giving some crusty old thing with bugs and whatever in it. Like, you don't think you're gonna clean that out before you sell it?
I'm confused how someone bought something like 3 years ago when it's already that disgusting. Like,
Yeah,
how did you store that you got bugs and brown spots all over it and made it smell like garbage?
Well, I'm wondering if, because you know, like on eBay, how they'll say, oh, it's from a smoke-free home. I'm wondering if this guy was a smoker, maybe. That's my
Yeah,
theory.
no, explain the bugs though.
Yeah, well,
Explain the
that.
bugs. A
I
non-shower
have no idea.
taker as well. A cave dweller. Like
Yeah.
who? I mean, look. I'm just saying, you know this, but you don't have to say the person's name, right? Don't say the person's name. But I'm just going to say, Facebook person, you're a dirty, dirty person. Like, I can't. Like,
I'm gonna say you did spy wrong.
I would never, I would never, like, I would have to, anything that's going to be shipped out of my home, I'm going to be inspecting it for anything that might look a little, and then warn the person ahead of time, look, this was stored this way. There may be some
I
I'm
know.
warning you.
I
See,
sent Jer, one of my closest friends, a jacket, and even with that, I was like, I washed it. I put a little like smuggled
yes,
packet with it.
you put a little lavender
Like,
packet in the pocket. It was adorable. I enjoyed it.
like, please don't be offended by me.
Well, this is, see, next time you buy shady stuff, you ask for pictures.
That's right.
But
Well,
the
no,
thing
he
about it
did
is
have
that
a
there were
picture.
bugs in the thing. How are you gonna
This
take
is not.
pictures of it
I
in
know,
like
but he would
that?
have seen the brown spots, right? In the
Well,
pictures?
not necessarily, no. Because, I mean,
No.
they were just a little tiny. I mean, it could have been bug poop. I don't know.
Oh gosh, don't
Well,
even stop. I can't.
I really don't
I
know.
don't know.
I can't speculate out as to what the
Let's
brown
see.
spots are.
This is, I never buy anything unless I'm buying it on Amazon or eBay from somebody with really good reviews.
Yeah.
That's just how I operate. I don't buy it from shady people or people I actually like know. Like, I bought a
Maybe if I
jacket
got
from
close
you because I know you.
to
What?
He knows I'm on Facebook, that's the problem. Saying.
Well, this person, you need to cut this person out.
Oh, well,
Unfriend.
I don't know this person. I mean, it was through I have a friend who was part of like a
That's okay, that's
Pathfinder.
okay. We don't
So
need
it's
to know.
just
No,
a friend of a friend.
Well, they're not
Don't need
really
to
like friends. I mean, it's like a community page.
Yeah, no, don't. We don't need to know.
Oh.
It's fine. It's
I mean,
cool. I'm trying
go
to
to your community, go
steer.
to your community pl page and put them on blast.
Well, I'm not a member. That's why I went through the friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Well,
this guy.
put your friend on blast.
No, I'm fine. No,
I'm
I
so.
actually when he came to me and said, "Oh, hey, look, this guy is selling this Megazord." I was very happy that somebody was looking out for me because I said, "Hey, I need
Yes.
this." And he was looking out for me. So I was like, "All right, I have friends in this world." I'm
Oh.
happy.
Oh, and you got shivved.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sheesh.
But that Monday morning, I was so happy.
But look, now you get to buy a brand new
The
one.
slate is clean. Have you bought
This new one
Titanus?
is going to be. Yes, I have Titanus and Dragonzord.
When did you buy
And they were brand
Titanus?
new. Titanus was pre-ordered. I was like, I was on that.
Oh, so you
Yeah.
got that. Yeah, that's the other thing we need to talk about.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's the other price discount.
Okay, here's the thing with
Yeah.
Titanus,
Woo!
right?
No, Titanus is worth it. It is a work of art. I love it
It's
so
even
much.
more worth it now, though.
It really is. By
Okay,
far.
so here's the
So they
thing.
are slashing
When
prices, y'all.
Titanus was a pre-order, he was $199.99, correct?
Ooh.
Yes. And I remember during the holidays they had dropped him to
150.
179
Oh,
first.
really?
First it was down to 179, and then it went down to 149, and now he is currently available for 109.
I saw it for 99.
I think it was for a
For a little
second, for a
while,
hot
yeah.
second.
Only for around
Oh,
Christmas. But
okay. The regular retail price now is 109.99. And just like the regular price for the Dragon Dagger has dropped $10 down to $60. The regular price for the Dragon Zord has dropped $20 from 70 to 50. So legacy stuff is not flying off the shelves. Basically.
Well, now is the time to buy,
Yes.
which
That's
I'm going to
right.
because
Yeah, like I walked into my Toys R Us the other day, and they must have had, 20 Dragon Zords sitting there,
Oh wow.
20 movie morphers sitting there,
Oh gosh.
and slash Green Ranger morphers mixed together. Yeah. The only thing I'm having trouble finding is the figures that are in the old school triangle boxes. Like they release those in two waves, and it's easy to find the first wave of the White Ranger, the Red Ranger with the shield, the Green Ranger, and like nobody's buying Lord Zedd. I'm sorry, but nobody's buying Lord
They
Zedd.
never do.
No, he's just sitting there. But the second wave of the other four core Rangers is just, I can't find it. And I would like to get those other four figures, but I can't find it. I went to another Toys R Us way away from where I live, 'cause when I was seeing my parents, and I found a Trini, but it was kind of all busted, the box. So
Oh,
I'm
you're
still
keeping
looking
them in
for
the
that.
box?
Well, if the box, I want to at least keep the box so I could rebox it and look nice if I do take it out. So I don't want a box that has like a,
Dents and
you dents,
junk.
and you can tell that they clearly didn't
Bugs crawling out.
or the classic when they open up the box with the X-Acto knife, or the box cutter, and they just cut right across the top of the box, so there's a nice slash. Yeah, so that's not great. But yes, if you are looking to buy legacy stuff, it is now reasonably priced. Because honestly, they overcharge for this stuff in the first place. They really did. Like, I mean, these are really not, every single thing that they've released is nice, but it is not the price tag they gave it nice. Like, $50 is good for a nice Megazord, because when we were kids, it was like, what? It was $40 for a regular one, and they were higher quality, and they were much more similar to the original Japanese release than now, where they shrink it down and use weaker plastic, and all they care about is Zord Builder attachments. Like $50 is a pretty solid deal. It's about where it should be for a Megazord. So I suggest people go out and buy all of this stuff if they can afford it, if they haven't already. Although I do think this is the price for good, so you don't really have to run out, but it would be nice if people bought it so that it went off the shelves and they might actually make more stuff.
That's right. I need
Right.
my legacy Thunder Megazord.
Yeah, I don't want just the Tiger Zord. If this ends up being just the Tiger Zord, I'm finding all you fools that didn't buy this stuff. So,
Just want them to get up to Zeo. Just get up to Zeo. Get up to Zeo
if
stuff.
they can get me a Super Zeo Megazord, oh my God. There is nothing better than a Super Zeo Megazord. So good. Although I do.
I just want my I want my morphers. I want my
Oh, a
Zeonizers.
Legacy Zeonizer? Ooh.
Yes. Come on, I'm waiting. I need him to get through all the MPR nonsense. Let's go. Let's go. So, oh, and but wait, but before that, I want my computer. I want my communicator first.
That's
Then my
right. That would be a nice
Zeonizers.
one, too.
So, come on now. You people who call us the Power Force, this is what we want. Okay, this is what we want. Communicators.
They,
Let's get
well,
on
they've, I
that.
mean, they've, over the years, they've definitely gotten better at catering more towards our needs, our wants, because I remember during the 15th anniversary, that was just some garbage that they released. Some straight up garbage. With the Red Rangers, where it was the same mold for every figure. So, like, you know how, some figures, some Rangers teams have, like, gold or some sort of lining on their gloves, on the top of their gloves, and some don't. They made a mold where it always had that lining. So even like, you get to Andros where he has a pure white glove and there's still a bump up there, that they could easily paint for a
Oh, I
different
see what you're
Ranger.
saying. Yeah, I
Yeah.
remember those.
Where they didn't put any effort into it whatsoever. And then they got to Mystic Force, and instead of releasing the regular Ranger, they released this powered up form, and
That was the one I hated the most.
it's still just a solid brick. Like, they don't ignore the fact that they're supposed to be shoulders, like jutting out shoulders. Like, they probably switched to the super form just because they didn't want to have to try to add a cape. Where it's just like they just put as minimal effort as possible into those figures. And that's why they ended up going on clearance at Target like 2 seconds after they hit the shelves. Nobody wanted them. Or they had those dumb vinyl figures where they're posed in a spot, which was ridiculous. So they really weren't trying with 15. So now, it's nice. They're giving us metal. They're giving us boxes that look like the old boxes. They're
Right.
giving us the things we actually want, like a fancy dragon dagger.
Right.
So
So.
they're going in the right direction. I think we can meet them halfway and actually buy the crap.
Well, I'm buying, like I said, I'm giving them my money.
I know
So
you're buying
serious.
it. She's got a
Everybody else is
$5.
buying.
She's got a $5 coupon.
That's right. I'm using
I had a $5 coupon too. I used that, mother. I know what you're talking
it.
about.
So, yeah.
And by the way, if
So,
anybody
look.
can find the other three figures I need them bad. I need them bad. I'm so close. All I need is Connor, Jack, and Nick, and then I'm done. I have everything else.
So, if you want to help Jeremy and his
Plight.
addiction, please
By the
contact
way, it's really weird because the back of the boxes always has, like the Ranger's name and a little description of them and a cool picture of them from the show. And yet, for some reason, you get to Red Turbo. First of all, it says it's Tommy. That's a problem right there. Second of all, instead of doing a nice picture from the show like they did for every other character, they zoomed in on the aforementioned 15th anniversary vinyl figure.
What?
And they used that in the back of the box. That's his action pose, the one where he's just giving a thumbs up.
My gosh.
I'm like, what the hell is that? Why did you stop trying on the Red Turbo Ranger?
Turbo is really the redheaded stepchild. Let's be
Well,
real. I mean, for some, and we'll get to Turbo in a moment, but for some, it's just like, I mean, it's really gotten a bad rap. Like,
Yeah.
it just has not.
They've also made some other bizarre choices. I know I've mentioned this before, but pretty much for every series they release the Red Ranger and the Sixth Ranger, which makes sense. And some series, they might skip, like they didn't do anything. They didn't do a Sixth Ranger for like Jungle Fury, and okay, that makes sense, I guess. But they take the time to make an original titanium ranger that looks really nice. Yet for some reason, they don't didn't release Zane. There's no Zane. And like you can understand maybe them skipping Lost Galaxy because, is he a ranger? It's more complicated, whatever. But how do you skip Zane?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Does Phantom Ranger have a figure?
No.
No? Okay, that
No,
makes sense.
Phantom or Centurion, just Red. But pretty much everything else, and they actually are some really nice figures. Like, I would recommend getting some of the better designs, like get Cam or get Gold Zeo, because those are just really nice. But overall, they've actually took the time to make pretty decent figures.
I haven't bought any of them myself, but I do like looking at like all the different like little weapons. Like they actually took the time to give them individual weapons.
Yep, everybody has their weapons. Yeah, they're really, really nice figures. So, I mean, for a $9 figure, you're getting your money's worth.
Just waiting for my communicator. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
No?
That's it. I'm more of the role
That's
playing type of
see,
person.
and I've also been buying a lot of red and green Christmas totes on clearance to store some of this crap. Hey, now, if I can get nice big totes for $3, I'm gonna get them.
That's right. Fill up
Boom.
that crawl space.
You know it.
Oh, goodness gracious. So, yeah, so what we leave from this conversation is make sure that you go out and buy stuff.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing for this and for the next topic I believe we'll discuss. Whatever you do, buy the stuff. These people are trying to make stuff for us, the older collectors who now have disposable income. Buy the stuff.
Buy the
And
stuff.
don't sit on it. Buy it. Don't say maybe I'll just wait until it's no, buy it now or there'll be no more stuff later.
Right. Again, we are all waiting for our Saba too,
That's right. We need
So
our White
definitely
Shogun
gonna
Zord.
Apparently, it's in the UK. All that stuff is out already, though.
I just don't like just one time, y'all. Just release it here in New York. Just one time. One time.
Well, I think they maybe they do release this stuff, Lisa. It's just that there's so many people there that they all run and buy it. You
Because then
know?
you would be on the interwebs. On the interwebs. But you know, sometimes the toys are released first in on in
A
California
lot of the
or in the
times, a lot of the
Midwest
times you
or
see,
in.
I tend to see the first releases a lot of times in California, Texas, and then oddly sometimes like Illinois or Indiana.
Right, exactly. Never New York.
Maybe
Yo.
that's where they have distribution centers.
Yeah, probably. But it's just, come on, man. Just throw us a bone. Like, crap.
Hey,
Anyway,
I was
it's all right.
excited when I
Fine.
found all them Dino Charge toys pretty early, so I got something.
Well, happy for you. I guess y'all
Where
need
they had
something.
wrong names on the backs of the boxes. Because apparently they did
Oh,
not make final
goodness.
decisions before they processed the toys.
Let's
Even
throw
the
them
actor
off.
posted something like that on his Facebook. He was like, Quinn?
Yeah, but I do like that they're continuing what they did with the legacy line. I mean, the Red and Six Rangers, where they're actually taking the back of the box and instead of just showing all the figures in the line, it actually is individualized for that figure, where it actually has pictures of them and information about the characters and
Any
stats.
actual thought?
Yeah, like remember when you were a kid, they would actually have all the stuff on the back of the box. Like I'd get a new Ninja Turtle and I'd have like a paragraph to
Yeah,
read
clip and
about all.
collect. Yeah, I remember
Yeah, stuff like that, where
those.
every back of the box wasn't exactly identical to everything else in the line, like, you know, and now it's like back to the way it used to be, the way I like it.
Thought.
Where I actually want to keep the back of the box, you know, and store it for later.
Oh. It's like we have new people running the show. Anyway, so moving right along to Jew Ranger. I guess we have some news, and I say news because we can't really exactly find if this is really
Yeah.
news or alleged, but
All I saw was a post on Ranger Board, and maybe there's a source out there, and I didn't see it. If somebody knows, please let me know. But supposedly, our friend B Ward said the exact same thing that I kind of assumed for a while now, which is if Jew Ranger sells well, they'll release Die Ranger. Which makes sense because it's the next series, and like I mentioned before, they can put a big old picture of the White Ranger on the cover. Because you know they will.
exactly. Yep, pretty
Because they
much.
think that'll
They
sell.
will make that kid huge.
But it'll be in the suit, though. You can't show the kid, because
Right.
you will not know that that is a small child until you actually watch the DVDs.
Exactly.
The box will never give that away. I promise you.
So yes, allegedly he said this, and I mean it's not a like a far-fetched guess as to, you know, if that's true or not. I mean, yes, please
Yeah.
buy the DVDs so that we can get the next one, so that we can get to the Zeo one. See, I'm just one track mind. But
Oh,
this is what we
by the
like, and
way,
especially with for the extras. See, they do good extras, so
can I just say, Lisa, if they do get to O-Ranger, you're in for a rude awakening.
oh, I know. I already
I
know.
mean, the
I already
rudest of
know.
awakenings, as in O-Ranger was almost a Sentai killer. It was that dull.
I already know, okay? As a person who was a fan of Zeo, I'm like, hey, let me take a look at the Sentai. I already know. Trust me.
Okay, good.
I'm just waiting for the extras, you see.
Yeah, the only thing I see here is that Shout Factory did retweet a Ranger Board tweet about a thread discussing which other Sentai season would you like to see next, assuming that Jew Ranger sells well. So they're thinking about it, definitely. You
They're
know,
watching us.
there's machinations going on about releasing more, assuming, you know, we don't have giant red helmet sales, you know, where they actually sells well. Poor red helmet, I love you so much, and yet the masses don't know. They don't understand. They don't understand
If they
what I do.
released a giant red helmet of Sentai series of like 20 of those, would you be on that?
I would be on. Well, it depends what it is. I mean, I'd want them to start from the beginning, to be honest. You know, why could you
Oh,
just
you're from 75 all the way on.
give me a giant Go Ranger helmet? You know,
Oh,
give me
wow.
that. Why
No, I'm
not?
good. I'm good.
I would be on that. Yeah, I'd be
I'm
on that.
good.
But if you can't sell Power Rangers, you ain't gonna sell Sentai.
Shh.
I said though, I would love to get B Ward on again and ask him like the difference between like how well are the individual sets that you see at like Walmart selling? That would be my question. Because they keep, I mean, they're releasing them at a pretty steady pace, but they're still going all the way through, it seems like. They haven't stopped. They haven't slowed down with those at all. I think they're in Lost Galaxy right now. And I'd like to see, compare those sales to like the sales of the four big boxes. I'd like to know how those are going, Because I mean, I gotta figure if he's just releasing Jew Ranger, maybe it does make more sense to sell it in smaller chunks. That's what the masses want. But
So yeah, I mean, look, like I said, like we said from the last conversation, buy, just buy,
yes,
just buy it.
consume.
Please consume all this plastic. We need to get more plastic with content that we really, really do want. I mean, I'm not saying that I don't want this one, but I mean, we want to see more stuff that we like, right?
Yeah,
Right.
and it's an industry. You can't get more stuff unless you buy the current stuff and tell them that you want more stuff. That's the way you speak to these people is through your wallet.
The green, so that's so they see the green, so bye. All right,
Felicia.
all right. Okay, so now we are currently in the in between stages between the old season and the new season coming up, right? So February, it's coming,
This
but it's not there
it's the
right now. And
same sort of lull that you see everywhere, like how no good movies ever come out in January, Nobody
right,
does anything right
and
now.
yeah, so news is kind of slowing down a little bit, and so we were discussing, well, why don't we review a season? Actually,
We had a question.
this came from, oh
Yeah,
yeah,
the
right,
question
in the
they
Q&A.
said, I can't remember who asked it, but it was since we started the podcast, when SPD was on, they said, would you review pre-SPD seasons? With, and I think that's a great idea. I would love to rewatch some more old stuff, even though I've already gone through it fairly recently with the big helmet. I can always go through an old season.
And I would like to revisit old seasons. Some of them I finished, and some of them I fell asleep on. So
I can tell you people how many times Lisa has asked me, now how did Lightspeed Rescue end again? Mostly before interviews, but I usually get that question, how did Lightspeed end? What
you're an idiot.
happened?
You're an
Something
idiot.
about them in the water? I don't remember.
Oh, I hate you.
I love the impression though.
Dead on.
died of fire. But yes, it is true. It is true. There are some seasons that I do not remember, and some seasons I fell asleep on, and some seasons I finished and I don't want to go back to. But we never really reviewed it on the show because this show started with SPD. So we got to talking. We're like, okay, fine, let's ask the fans, let them decide which season, because we couldn't decide amongst ourselves. So let them decide which season we should review. Now, I sent you guys in the facing books the poll results, but I don't want you to look at that first. I want you to guess which one was the top and which one was the bottom.
Okay.
Oh, let's see.
Well, I don't know, 'cause I want to just pick the seasons I don't like and say those are the bottom.
I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
Our invisible fourth co-host.
Chiming in. Of course, that's where his mind goes. Of course.
Later in the show. He was like top and bottom.
We've already been over this when we talked about that F Mary kill thing. We know Tristan is definitely gonna be a bottom.
Okay, who came in first place?
Who came first? You see what I have to deal with? You see what I have to deal with?
Which season placed in first place, and which season was in last?
Well, first place, I would say, would have to be older seasons. MMPR 1, Zeo, and Space would be my original culprits.
Okay, we have to pick one. Gang. Yeah,
MMPR 1.
Spy.
No, because the last time that we were talking, later seasons were actually trending towards the top. So I'm going to give it to Ninja Storm.
Ooh, I would also think maybe a Time Force would be up there.
Okay, so the winner of the first place. You know what? No. I'm going to give you, we'll give last. Okay, guess the last one and then I'll give last. And then
Wild Force.
Yeah, I'll give it to Wild Force. Nobody wants it.
No.
Okay. So
you know the truth.
The season that people voted for the least with a total of 3 votes.
Oh no.
Turbo.
Oh no. Wow. Oh. What's wrong with you people?
I would have been on it, people.
There's a treasure trove of stuff to discuss. See that? Okay, here's the thing, people. Hey, you need to understand. From my point of view, the most interesting season to discuss is going to be the craziest, maybe worst, maybe off-the-wall oddball series. Not the one you absolutely love and think can do no wrong. You want to talk about the whack seasons.
And you want to talk about, like, drama, too. Like, you have cast upheavals.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the show you went into is not the same as the one you leave in Turbo. So that would be actually really interesting to discuss.
Yeah, something that doesn't just maintain the status quo.
So then for the season that people voted the most. Now I have to say, the runner up, there were a couple of you were right. It was Ninja Storm.
Yep.
And Time Force. They were both tied for 10.
Okay, you know what? I'm glad to see all the Ninja Storm love. I appreciate
those were the runner-ups?
Those were the runner-ups.
Oh, so there's something that beat it.
But in first place!
Oh. Season 1? Season
with the total!
Season 1?
16 votes! Zeo!
Oh!
Rigged!
They're pandering.
Rigged.
Pandering to Rigged. A Zeo fan.
Someone rigged.
Go!
I think the lady that ran the poll may have rigged the vote.
Probably.
Oh, we got a hanging Chad. There's a topical reference only 15 years late.
She's like, by the way, I want my legacy Zeonizer. Wink, wink.
Maybe if we discuss Zeo and talk about how great it is and send it to them, maybe they'll make a Zeonizer.
That's right. We want a legacy Zeonizer and a legacy Super Zeo Megazord.
Mm-hmm. Now.
No, but look. I will have to say that
I should have had this conversation with the folks before we opened the
I will have to say that Zeo has really great episodes. Zeo has really funny episodes, like funny, funny, haha. And then it has some what? because again, I think it is like 60 episodes. 60 or 40, 50, yeah, 50. 50 it's a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
You know, where it's there's some great. And then there's some what?
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I haven't seen King for a Day enough. So thank God I can rewatch
back
that.
Back to the ABC Family days. I have a copy or two on VHS. I don't know.
Four or five.
Like, hey, it's time we're running a marathon. This is an all Yellow Ranger episodes. King for a Day. What?
King for a Day. And the thing about it is, they would never show where in the world is Zero Ranger 5.
Oh, no.
They would just, no, we don't need this. King for a Day. Yeah. I'm like, no, it's a freak.
No setup.
No setup. Nope.
Just Tommy's nope. Captured. Let's go.
See, this is what we could discuss. But anywho, but look, no, I do agree that Now, looking back on it, it's like Zio would actually, it would be a good conversation because you know we're funny and we're entertained, we entertain
That's right.
masses.
And it's always better when we're passionate about something, like we grew up with this and we like it generally.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, but Turbo would have it would have been good.
It's so sad to see like the best and the worst right next to each other. Like, what? Huh?
Oh, what?
Oh, true.
Such a drop off. Jeez. See, now I won. I thought maybe discussing Ninja Storm would have been good because I could have put all you haters to rest. You know how I do. I could have explained to you the error of your ways, made you
I think there
love.
would have been some surprising revelations had we discussed Ninja Storm.
Oh,
Oh, for another time.
y'all would have changed your tune and realized the truth.
But so what do you guys think? Okay, so
Yeah, I just wonder what kind of format we would do this. Like, we're just gonna do like one episode for the entire season. Should we watch all the episodes and just discuss it as a whole?
no, that's too much.
Is it?
Do you want to discuss
Yeah.
it in like two big chunks, maybe?
I think like chunks. I do want to do chunks. Like if we did like five episode chunks. I think five episode or
Well,
let me
I
see.
wouldn't don't keep it too stringent because, you know, a two-parter might show up and
Right. So
but
like I want to do
let
chunks
me look at
because
let me
I
look at
know.
the list. Let me see what we got first. Okay, but so we're definitely gonna go with Zeo because they got the most votes. Maybe in the future we might not necessarily go to second most votes automatically. We might skip around, but
No, you know what I think we should do? I think we should do Zio and Turbo.
okay, I could see that.
I think we should give them the dichotomy of discussion.
Okay, let me see. Zio beginning, shooting star, target. Okay, the very beginning, there's really you can really stop wherever you want because it's a lot of just standalone episodes to
Right.
start. There's no actual two-parters besides the premiere until episode 15, so we could do like 7 and 7, maybe.
And maybe this is a conversation that we can have
Okay. That's true.
offline. But yes, but I think that we're definitely going to do it in chunks because we Dino Charge is coming up, and I'm hoping God, like okay, this is the thing. If Dino Charge sucks, we're discussing Zio. I don't care. I
Well, and
definitely.
even if we don't finish Zeo, it can be like, you know, we're doing our little chunks, and then maybe if Dino Charge has a break, we can, okay, do another chunk.
Right. And then chunks of Dino, yeah, or that too. Like, I mean, like we do chunks, right? Because like, as the diehard fans would know, if we don't like a season, we start chunking it. Like
Yeah,
what we
that's the thing
do.
is I'd have to go back and look at the actual episodes, but it really feels like we could do this for Jungle Fury because all we did was talk about the beginning and the end of it.
That's what happened. I was like, I can't do
Like,
this
you
Jungle
could
Fury.
really add Jungle Fury to the list if you wanted to. You know, it's not like we're not gonna go and rediscuss RPM because we were pretty thorough with that, but something like Jungle Fury.
I know there's some seasons where we're just like nope.
I
But
think
yeah,
the ones with
so
SPD, but for the most part, we did pretty well with SPD, and I know we did Overdrive pretty well. I don't know if we how well we did with Mystic Force. I can't remember that.
I can't remember that either. But
But
yeah, but yeah, so definitely we're gonna be discussing
yeah,
Zio.
Zio will be our be number one. Maybe we'll.
All right. We're gonna give the people what they want. And
And then we're gonna give
yes.
them what they don't.
And then we're gonna give them what they don't. We're gonna prove to them how wonderful the conversation is about Turbo,
That's right. No,
and they want to hear it.
we'll get into it.
Yeah.
So, I love this. I'm very excited, very excited.
I like that it's early because I kind of wanted to go in order. I figure like we'll be able to reference things that have happened in the past because it was pretty sequential for the first couple of years, so I think it would benefit.
I like it. Like it. I like it. Like it a
Yeah,
lot.
and
Like a
I think it'll
lot.
be easier to discuss early seasons where there's no main, real main storyline if we do it in tinier chunks where you can just, you know, take 10 minutes and talk about one episode and then 10 minutes talk about another episode or whatever.
Like it. Like it. Like it. 2015. I feel it. I feel it. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. So, very excited you guys have spoken. And if we have nothing else to say about our awesome discussions that we're gonna have, I guess this is the part of the show where we bid Spy farewell and we switch him out for
Tag team.
yes,
Spy.
get the hot tag, Tristan.
Spy. Spy, have you seen any of Drive?
No,
Nothing at all. You've seen like a promo or something, right?
I've seen like a picture, yeah.
A picture?
A
Come
picture.
on. So, okay, what you need to do is come on and review the picture. What are your thoughts on
Okay,
Drive?
he's got a shiny, like, headlight-looking eyes and a spoiler.
He can
And he's
hear
got like a
verbal.
tire sash. I know that much.
Nice
Your
drive.
thoughts? I'm waiting for
What's
thoughts,
it?
for complex thoughts. Come on.
I'm sorry. That
They were really bold in their choice of red and black.
That's because they've never done that. This is
Yes.
a revolutionary.
Yes, they're really breaking the mold.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, Spy. Darn. You should
Sorry.
kind of. So you're not gonna watch Drive.
Probably not, no.
Well, and nobody's saying anything good about it, so he's not gonna. Yeah,
No. I
if we
mean,
can't watch him to get him to watch Gaim, how are we gonna get him to watch Drive?
well, yeah, you need to
Gaim
watch
is
Gaim, though.
amazing. I hear
Yo,
that
yo.
it is. it kind of slows down at the end. They could probably have cut out
They
about
all do.
five
Shh,
episodes.
your face. What are you? It's amazing.
Don't
And it
listen to
won't matter when you're
Jeremy's.
marathoning it. He'll want to get to the end.
Thank you. So,
But
Spy,
it's
watch Drive.
definitely a show that is probably better watched marathon style as well.
Hell yes.
I would say that for sure.
Yes.
So you may want to, maybe you could watch that in chunks and give us every week
Do it.
we'll
Here's your
discuss
Gaim review.
the deal with the prize
Yes, Gaim time. Yes.
your Gaim
It's Gaim time.
re-review.
It's like my little avatar discussions on Facebook. You can just chime in with a little bit of Gaim talk. Come on.
I like it. I like it. Yeah. We need the whole crew back. We need the whole crew.
And then maybe eventually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
Watch
goodness.
it.
Checking out Ninja.
Yes. Get some Ninja under your belt. Be great.
Oh, boy. But yes, so we are moving on to our Drive discussion. Now, I think the last, I forgot which episode it said. I said, look, putting it, y'all, you on the back burner. You ain't on the top shelf yet. And then there was nothing else to talk about. So we're like, okay, fine. Let's bring
So, have
it
you caught up, Lisa?
up. I got to the middle of 13.
The middle. Ah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, that's impressive because last week you were on like f episode like five or something like
Fine.
that.
Yes. So,
So I got to give you credit.
I got to the middle of 13 and didn't get to finish 13, but I have watched Drive.
Good.
All
Okay.
right. Start your engine.
Yeah,
All
nice
right.
drive.
Now, I will say, I'm going to start out with the good.
This will be short.
So, the good, I will have to say, Chase.
Chase.
Good.
Yes.
Very good.
Very good.
I like his intrigue.
Yes.
Right. We'll delve into that a little bit more. Chase.
Hell yes.
Also good. Heart.
Yes.
Slowly getting up there to being good. Instead of just being,
In there, yeah.
being there.
It's, yeah.
Right. Okay. So good. All right. Brain. Slowly getting more annoyed with Chase and Heart. So he's slowly getting. That's good.
Yep.
So the three dudes that are the bad guys, good so far.
They're decent.
Don't forget medic.
Well, so easy
Hello.
to forget.
I love me some medic. Come on, that's some good fan service right there. Don't even hate. Oh, that's
Speaking
right.
of, there's
Oh,
quite a
that's
lot.
right. Well, he doesn't appeal to either of your demographic, but. She's,
So then we have the not so great.
All of the good guys supporting cast?
call of the good guys.
Yeah. Okay, you've got, oh, I'm a computer nerd, and that's what I do is I scream around and talk about computer stuff. Awesome. Awesome. Great character. I'm an old man that loves fortunes, and I scream as well. Boop, 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 boop. Awesome. Great character. You're really digging deep.
That's a lot of, for me, it's just trope after trope after trope. And like, let's have as many quirky characters as possible and just do the thing. It just feels very much like I've seen it, you know, well, or I've seen something like this.
And here's my thing, is you can actually take a trope and still give the character some heart. Because, I mean, let's look at Kamen Rider Force. Most of the cat, I mean, that's the whole thing, is they're tropes.
Yes,
they're high school tropes. Yet I give a crap about all of those characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to know what's going to happen to them. I actually feel their bond as a team, and I'm rooting for them as a group. Here is just a bunch of malcontents that just scream cliche lines every once in a while. There's just nothing behind any of the supporting cast whatsoever.
Yeah, and it's crazy because, like, Fours or Forze, whatever, however you want to pronounce it, like, they really went out of their way to, like, take each character and be like, here's a whole complete story about them. Let's learn about these people. And the thing is, they still had their little, everybody has their tropes, but in addition to that, they also have, like, backstory and, like, a reason to be there other than just kind of the vague fill in the blank.
Right. Well, and see, this is the thing, is when you're early on in a series right now, when there isn't a ton of advancement of the overall plot, which is, you know, kind of normal, it's forgivable. What you do is you take the time to really develop your characters. What a show like Fours did that was really great was every single character required a couple of episodes to introduce them, give them a motivation for being part of this group, and actually change part of their character in order to, you know, fit in with this group and realize, you know, they made a positive change in their life, which brought them into the group, so that by the time they actually got to the plot, every single character had really felt like they earned their spot. Like, everybody had something to them, so you were invested in them, and like, okay, now let's really start ramping up the actual storyline. Here, they throw all these characters into the mix, and all they do is every once in a while, you know, it's like pulling a string on the back of a doll. Okay, computer guy, say something super nerdy about your collections, or about, you know, crap like that, or hey, tech lady, make up a wacky device. Hey, skeptical cop guy, say something really stupid that shows that you don't understand what's going on because you're not willing to really adapt to the group. Ha ha ha. Hilarious. You've done nothing to actually earn this spot. You've just fulfilled your cliche role.
Yeah, and I could see them feeling like, oh, this is going to be like a really lovable kind of family unit, you know, of the wacky people that are just so dysfunctional, but somehow they get through it in the end. But I don't know, like, watching it, I just kind of feel like, oh, okay, that person's talking now. Can't wait till we get to something exciting.
Yeah, like, I'm waiting for them to leave the station, because I know as soon as they leave the station and drop down to only two or three characters, it's gonna get better. That's just how it works. Like, I actually like the main girl. Like, she's one of my more enjoyable characters. So much so that I can't remember her name off the top of my head.
Kiriko.
What?
Kiriko.
Kiriko, yes. Kiriko. Yes, I actually think she's kind of cute in her little role where she's always trying to be super tough. And she's slowly but surely being cracked.
Yeah. Drive. Okay. Now, I'll have to say that I am not, it's, I don't know, like, okay, here's my problem. Here's my, like, I don't mind the secondary characters as much, like, whatever. They do what they do, whatever. I don't, okay. But it's the whole pacing of the episodes. I know, like, you don't have to be a two-parter. Like, mm-hmm. you do not have to be. Yeah. You clearly were not a two. You clearly ended off one episode with the climax, and then the next episode you started in 2 minutes later, solve that, and then going on to your next episode. Yeah. And then there's just so much like I don't want to say filler, but it's just so much.
Well,
like, it is filler. Know, like,
I want to give it a fair shake because. Yes, it has gone back to the old two-parters, but it hasn't been quite as blatant as other series. Like, it hasn't, you know, been as obvious with the way they set up the fights. You know, I mean, it's still yeah, this is a two-parter, but it's, you know, it's not the cliche, let's capture somebody and put them in danger and then roll the credits and then immediately save them at the beginning of the second episode. It's not that bad.
No, but it's like, oh, we're going to be in this battle, and then the next episode, I'm going to retreat, and then let's, or, like, I mean...
Well, no, because a lot of the first episodes actually do end with some semblance of closure where they actually beat the guy.
Well, but my problem is that it's kind of fake closure. They're sort of tricking you. Like, they'll kill a monster or whatever, but then he'll come back.
The next episode, sometimes, it's like, oh, wait!
Oh, you didn't really get me.
sometimes he comes back. Sometimes it's he wasn't the actual bad guy. Yeah. You know, so it's sometimes, you know, they there's another bad guy. So it's not completely like that. But it is pretty bad. It is pretty bad. You know, I'm not gonna apologize for the whole thing, but it's not quite as bad as others. Like it's not as bad as Wizard, where it was so blatant every single time.
And if you're gonna do that whole thing of like, okay, well they're not gone yet or they're not dead yet, like yo, wait like a few episodes,
yes,
man.
Yes.
Or vary it up. Have some villains that are defeated in one episode. Have some that do take two. Have some that take even longer than that. You know.
Right. There was one situation where they had, because when Medic showed up, she kind of comes in a little late, a monster dies or whatever, and when monsters die in this series, they turn into these floating number things, and she's like, oh, I'm going to revive you, and I thought to myself, oh, cool, so they're like saving him to come back at, you know, a few episodes down the road. No, he's
not
coming back
the
very next one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, granted, he was a black monster, so I didn't mind that one.
They dug out Japan's black guy again.
Yes, it's the exact same one from Wizard.
I was going to say, is it the same guy? I bet you it's the same guy.
It's the same Jive Turkey from Wizard. Yes, it is.
Always playing a villain.
But I don't mind. She brought back the black guy.
He's a cowboy. Like,
he's a cowboy black guy.
The fabled black cowboy.
That's right. And...
Well, they're playing with American tropes.
Thank you, Medic. You did one thing right. Just letting you know.
Save the black guy.
Save the black guy.
Diversity.
But, like, I mean, and again, I only saw...
I'm going to get killed by the guy in the pure white suit.
Like, the middle of 13 or whatever. But, like, why? Is like, here are my brothers. Let me introduce you to some other brothers. And they start rapping. I can't.
Here's my brother, Fat Asian Man.
I can't. I know, right? Like, I can't with the rapping. Like, really? So, like, that's what we do? That's all we're known for? Great, thanks.
Well, you can go teach the Gaim crew how to dance, too, if you want.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy. But that's besides the point. Like I said, I don't have like that big of a problem with the secondary characters because like I know what they are and whatever, and they're there, and I kind of ignore them. They're kind of like whatever. Yeah. But it's the pacing that I have the most problem with Drive. I feel like 12 episodes because I didn't really see 13, only still half. But 12 episodes in, I'm just like, I could have gotten this. Yeah. In about 7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think for me it's the combination. Like, if one was better, then the other would be easy to overlook. Like, to ignore. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the pacing was better, I wouldn't be paying so much attention to these guys that are just kind of hanging around for episode after episode, not really doing or saying. Oh, you know what? Okay, there was an arc where it seemed like the scientist chick was like, she's like watching him. I was like, oh, ooh, what's this about? You know, is she turning on him or whatever?
Right.
Yeah, she's like a double agent or something.
Yeah.
Yes. But then it turns out She's just like everybody. She was just double crossing the other dude, and I was disappointed at the end of that one when it was like, "Oh, I was actually just tricking you because I knew that you were a dirty cop or whatever." I was like, "Oh."
And by the way, I know that you're Kamen Rider because I am the chief technician engineer person. Boop, boop, boop.
Right. It was just kind of a standard.
It feels really random. How it's like, okay, you're with us, but you don't really do anything. So. Not, hey, you're just a character that can appear in the background when we're downstairs, too.
Yeah, so it doesn't have any impact. See, okay, this reminds me a little bit of, like, remember in Dino Thunder, we didn't know that Haley was, like, the tech person right away.
Mm-hmm.
But when she was revealed to be it, for me, like, that had impact. It was like, oh, snap, really? Like, she's part of this as well? Like, I don't know, like, it was cool then. But taking it to the level that they took it here is kind of like, I don't get that. This.
Well, yeah, and Haley, as soon as she started helping them, immediately paid dividends, and you saw her always doing stuff and being helpful and being an important part of the team.
Right. Whereas scientist chick is just, she's just there.
Yeah, it's just I can either sit here when we're in the station or I can sit here when we're downstairs. I'm not going to do anything either time. Awesome.
Right. Like, sweet. Who are you? Like, what's your... I don't know.
It's like they...
She's no Rock Lee.
Like, Well, yeah, they could have made the same revelation about computer nerd instead, and it would have had the exact same impact.
Yeah.
She's doing nothing. Or dumb old man who screams all the time. Oh,
like, honestly, I think their tropes, their little quirks are fine. It's just... give them more. Like I find it amusing sometimes when he's talking, he's, like, looking through his horoscopes or whatever. Like, it's cute, but, like... I don't know. Just like couple it with something.
Out of all of them, I don't mind old guy. I'm not gonna lie.
But the problem is, do you think he's going to evolve, or do you think the quirky stuff he's been doing in episode 2 is the same stuff he's gonna be doing in episode 42?
I probably think
he's gonna do the same, but I don't mind it. Like with him, I don't mind. Everybody else, I'm just like, the nerd guy is on my nerves.
I think you'll mind it when it gets to that point, and it's just the same exact garbage every single time. Like,
but I find him funny. So.
I don't know.
No, like, see,
he's probably the most tolerable of all the background characters, but they're still all intolerable.
I don't have a problem with him being funny. It's just, can you be maybe a little more as well?
If you have a quirk, it's great to have a quirk, but a quirk is just that. It's a minor thing in addition to your main character. He has no main character to him. His quirk is him 100%, just like the computer guy, just like Crazy Invention Lady.
Although I will have to say, I forgot which episode it was, but it was, don't God know the guy's name for the Kamen Rider Drive. Don't know his name.
Shinosuke.
Yeah.
That, and he was talking to the nerd guy, and they were talking or whatever, and then they look over and old guy is yakking, like, you know, like he's gossiping with a girlfriend or something, right? And so at first, like another episode, like old guy was not listening to anybody's conversation. He was just pensively
in
thinking about
world.
His horoscope.
Yeah.
Right? But this time they thought, oh, he's not listening to us. And again, because I think they wanted to talk to some guy who's in jail that, you know, whatever. And so he's, you know, old guy's like, kyak, 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 mm-hmm, kyak, 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 hangs up the phone. Yeah, I just got you an interview with the guy in jail.
Yes,
what?
Yes. They're like, oh, we're going to have to do this and this and this and this. And he's like, yeah, it's done.
I got it. This person owes me. All right. Do that. That I loved.
It's good.
I'm sorry. That's good. So, old guy, you are slowly winning points for being useful and funny. So, that's why I don't mind old guy. But, like, yo, these villains, yo. Like, these villains. At first, I'm just like, okay. This guy, he's a hitman. This one is the smart one. This one is the hothead. Woo, woo, woo. But then there's a little more to it. The hitman doesn't know what it is and who he is and how he be and how come he didn't shoot the girl like he's supposed to.
I'm not quite as big on Chase as you guys are, but I do see potential for him. So I'll say that. I think he could become interesting.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that he's like this amazing, what, because honestly, in those first few episodes, I was just thinking, well, I've seen this too. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of this.
Yep. Well, yeah, the whole
broody loner guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Sasuke, right. What are you doing?
But when he didn't shoot the girl, I was like, word? Something's up.
He's a monster with a heart. And then Cole runs, you don't have a heart.
No, he's Nick's father. That's what he is.
Oh. He's
that kind of character. He's even purple. Ugh, God.
Oh, it's Korak. Hey, Korak, what's up?
Oh, my goodness.
But this is a very well-used concept of, you know, a good guy who's actually been turned into a bad guy or whatever. And that's probably what it is. I haven't watched, and I'm assuming neither of you have watched the weird prequel thing, which is like a video thing, a straight-to-video thing that's like, what happened on night one or whatever.
Oh, I watched that, yeah.
Did you watch it?
That's the one, that's you mean the one that basically explains, because when they go and they shake that dude down in jail, that's the guy from that.
Right, I assume that was the
kind like of... Yeah, like they specifically tie in when it was released to actually being, yeah, precursor to that. Yeah, I watched that.
But they didn't reveal the identity of what's his face, Proto Drive.
No.
Okay. So I'm just gonna say, like, it seems like he could easily be Proto Drive.
Well, considering Proto Drive is pretty much the same sort of color scheme, kind of too.
Yes.
It's. I would assume.
Drive before Drive.
And he got like all, and he's all got all mangled.
Right.
And now he's Chase.
Trace
Spider. Yeah.
So yeah, I look forward to see what they do with Chase and Heart. He just wanted a girl to get his things on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
I like the my favorite episode so far was, I believe it was 9, 10, and 11. It was actually a three-parter. So, hey, they varied it up there.
Yeah, I was going to say, they do vary it slightly.
But I thought that was really good. I liked how they really sold Heart as being an incredibly powerful guy. Like how the belt was just, like, scared crapless.
Can we just... I'm sorry. I know. I'm totally derailing. But, like...
Well, we're all over the place anyway.
The name of belt, right? Mm-hmm. Krim Stein belt.
Yes.
Yo, like, I didn't know he was Jewish.
Well, they're not exactly subtle with their references. You said you watched the beginning of 13, right?
Yeah.
Did you remember what they said the name of Mock's mentor is? Harley Hendrickson.
Yeah.
Two references to bikes and automotive stuff in one. So... That's good. Harley Hendrickson and Krim Steinbelt.
Krim Steinbelt is Jewish, y'all. I mean, like, we are getting a whole bunch of Jewish characters in our Sentai and in our Power Rangers fandom. I have to give it up to you guys. Krim, look at you.
Krim sounds like it might be, like, Russian or German, so he's got quite a mix going on there.
Look at him. He's a Russian Jew. Look at him.
Take the diversity where you can get it.
That's right.
But we've seen his human form, so he's very Asian as well.
Right. It's, yeah. I don't know. He's religiously Jewish. I don't know.
Yeah.
Change his name and everything.
He feels for his people.
Well, and he's voiced by an American guy. Like the guy who voices him is completely fluent in English because one of his parents is English.
He is the United Nations. Look
yeah,
at that.
I mean the guy who voices him is named Chris Pepler.
Huh.
That's the name of the voice. So that's why every once in a while he says straight English and it sounds perfectly nice, just like what's his name from Bosco.
All right, yeah.
Where he speaks perfect English if he wants to.
Look at that. Look. Nice so talk. Yeah, sorry. Back to Krim Steinbelt.
Mr. Belt.
You mean Steinbelto?
Belt-san.
But, Yeah. So I actually do really enjoy the belt. I like the whole kit thing. That's nice. Although, by the way, he really needs to not do his morph when he's sitting in the car, because that's the least cool thing in the world. Morphing while you're sitting in a car. And then they pan out, remove the car, so you're just looking like you're sitting there taking a dump, and a
Okay.
suit comes on you.
This is something, the visual style of the show, like watching the show for the first time, I'll be honest, because we didn't really talk much about this, but like, I didn't actually like the first episode very much. And I realized this is something that almost never happens, even in shows that I don't end up loving. Usually the first episode is like, okay, well, this is pretty good. Like, it sets up things, I'm happy. I wasn't all that excited. And I think the visual style of the show, including like the action and like the effects, like
Oh my gosh, the effects, I can't. With the monsters and the little, I can't. Like, I can't.
I'm surprised by how much they do with the whole cars driving around on tracks, because it's very not convincing. And yet
No.
they really, really are heavy on it.
It feels like what they're trying to recreate is what they did with Den-O, with the train and the sort of tracks that sort of show up in the air.
Right.
But it doesn't have that feel at all to me, and it seems so odd. These huge things that are so in your face that fly around. And also, I mean, this is a much simpler effect, but like the slowdown effect, I don't really care for that either. Like, it doesn't look odd. Like, and the direction is odd because it's like people do this thing where it's like the cliche of pretending you're in space. Whereas, like, arms waving in the air, we're in space, no gravity. Why are you doing that? If the whole point is that it just slows you down, basically.
Well, and doesn't that usually happen when you slow down? You usually go all crazy with your mouth and go, right? That's normal.
Right? It's so awkward. Because then it's like they talk, but it's like their mouth isn't
Yeah, they
moving.
talk normally, but then their mouth is
I'm
moving
slowing
oddly.
down right now. Can't you
Yeah, but the dialogue would be, I'm slowing down right now, can't you tell?
tell?
We'd like, what? And there's no like, there's not even like an echo sound or any kind of anything. It's every time it happens, it seems so awkward and takes me right out of it. I was like, oh man.
Like, are they speaking in their minds? Like, is it like a inner monologue or in
I
dialogue
think
or something?
sometimes it is. I felt like early on, it felt like it was a lot of them just thinking, but
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It's not defined.
It
And
kind of
also,
it kind of weirdly reminded me of like watching old Sentai, because they used to do things like that all the time, where you'd hear their voices, but they wouldn't be speaking. You just hear them randomly.
oh.
I don't know. It's an odd choice.
And also, every time they use like the car for anything other than normal driving, looks really bad. Like when it
Yeah.
fights, when it switches to its different modes and is used in a battle. Like in other series, at least whenever they do stuff like that, stuff moves fast, like the
Yeah.
dragons or whatever. So it's kind of forgivable, and there's action going on. When it's just a car and it's just moving around, kind of jumping and lurching around, and maybe getting claws and these slower fights, it just looks like crap, like completely worthless.
That's not my favorite. I mean, I do like, okay, if you're gonna do this car theme, then go all in. Like, sure, fine. Let's do it. It's not my favorite, and the costume, the giant tire across the thing, I just can't get it. I can't.
Honestly,
All right,
that's one of the smallest problems for me personally.
can we talk about different types
I mean, I'm kind of flashing back
for
to first
drive?
few episodes, like, because we didn't really talk much about it, right? So I'm just like giving my full impression of
Now
drive.
we're going aesthetically speaking. I mean, okay, the costume itself, I'm kind of just bored with the whole red and black, because we've seen it a million times before with a million different riders. It's
Yeah.
just very bland. You from a distance you couldn't even tell the difference between him and Wizard, honestly. Well,
Wizard doesn't have a freaking tire on
it's
his
black
chest.
and red
Okay.
and some shiny silver, and that's what it is. Awesome, sweet, same exact thing we just had. But I don't know. The tire thing, it seems like an interesting idea. And I like the fact that when he switches forms, the tire switches positions.
That's
kind of a cool idea. And honestly, his type technique, I actually really like. I love the way they originally demonstrated it with him defusing the bomb and the guys attacking him and him multitasking. And
that was actually... Which one is technique? Is that green or black?
The ugly green
one.
I thought the way they,
I'm not necessarily saying it's aesthetically the best looking one, but the way they utilized it and said, this is why it's unique. I enjoyed that.
You know, I enjoyed, the powers themselves, fine. The rationalizations, this is another thing that I just feel like I wish they would just give up, is trying to story-wise rationalize, oh, you can't use this power yet because you're not this.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
I got Wild. Technique, yeah, no. Sorry.
Well, what was it?
No.
For Wild, they said, like, you have to have a burning passion, and then for, like, Technique, you have to have a cool heart or something like that. He said some nonsense like that along those lines.
Cool. I get the whole you have to have this passion or whatever, because usually that's kind of like a trope that's in all these shows,
yeah,
right?
Uh-huh.
So I get that. Fine. I'll give you a pass. The Technique one.
Well,
you know, you made me so mad that I can think clearly. Like, what?
Well, I didn't like initially the whole you have to have a burning passion sort of thing, because I'm like, isn't that the whole thing they've already been talking about when every time she notices him straightening his tie?
Yes.
Like, doesn't he do that every other episode anyway?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
like, he's always getting serious. Yes. So now he's getting seriouser. All right.
Yes. Actually, I think Wild is out of the three the best looking form to me. I like Wild.
That's the black one.
Yes.
Yes.
That's beautiful. I like that one.
And I enjoy the fact that they say, okay, when he's in Wild, he tends to use the sword. When he's in Technique, he tends to use the gun. That's nice.
Like, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. So that's good. I mean, I think with the design wise, I think they have a lot of good ideas. I also really, really like Mach. I think Mach looks great. I mean, yeah, it's obviously, okay, it's Evil Knievel, great.
Oh, but it's Speed Racer.
No, it's actually Evil Knievel is what they're going for. That's why it has the scarf thing.
Well, I mean, you can say, yeah, but I feel like a lot of things, it's a combination. I'm pretty because literally he's called Kamen Rider Mach. And the Japanese Speed Racer, it's the Mach.
I know, but Evil Knievel is what they're originally going for. That's why he's American.
I get it.
And he rides the
Mach. Yeah, that's the whole American thing, is he's Evil Knievel. He's doing stunts on bikes like,
yeah,
Evil Knievel. The whole bike thing is what gives it away, as opposed
bike.
To a car. But... And I love how, like, he opens up his mask and all the steam comes out. I think
I
that's
love that.
Great. That's a great little thing. Like, I think as soon as Mach showed up these last couple episodes, it's actually given me a little more hope for the series as a whole.
It's better.
I think the relationship between Shinosuke and Kiriko.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's great that
Kiriko,
that it's her brother. I think that's a good addition. I think that'll add a lot to the series. I enjoyed the fact that he broke the fourth wall and messed with his dumb figuring out the problem. Where, you know, all the little pictures come by his head and he gets the...
Oh, yeah.
He's
knocking it down.
And saying, screw you, I've already figured this out. I thought that was brilliant.
So, that was cute.
Yeah. There's definitely hope for the series. There's hope for the world. Hope for the world. But, Some things, like the clown car, is really creepy. Really, really creepy. Not a fan of the clown car. They could do without that.
Wait, what? What clown
car?
Amazing Circus!
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Where apparently the only use of it is to make a stage. Yes. I'm not sure.
It's like Ronald McDonald face is just like,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that a thing?
Yeah.
And all of oh my god, all of the changing tires, I don't like any of those things. They are so, I know I keep harping
on
the tires.
His first three actually worked, the three he started out with, the green, orange, and purple ones. They actually were good, and then since then it's gotten progressively more ridiculous.
there's just something, and it's changed again. It's changed somewhat in these last couple, but like, man, like even getting into the fight scenes, you'd think, like that's the exciting part. That's the big, you know, payoff part. We sell toys because of the action scenes. You'd think that would be like one of the most exciting things visually. But for me, there were several episodes where I was just kind of like, wow, is this going to be, are we done yet?
Yeah. And again, it has a lot to do with pacing because, again, I'll make the comparison to Kamen Rider IV's. At this point in the series, he had three forms. He had 20 different little switches, just like this guy has 20 cars already. So right. It's not like this is a bunch more, but in something like IV's, he sold each individual one like it was important or he had to control it or the character actually kind of, you know, gave a reason for each thing. Here it's just the belt says, oh, this car just showed up. Use it for this situation. Nothing really here demonstrates why it's specifically good for the situation, but I'm telling you it's good for this situation, so do that.
Yeah, I'm just not into the whole idea of let's present a situation and then coincidentally we have a thing that fixes it exactly. Uh-huh. In both, sorry, like, I'm just kind of tired, okay? Like, Drive came several years too late to be exciting.
And they give the cars a lot of fake gravitas, too, where it's like, here's a perfect situation for a car that shoots concrete and keeps your enemy in spot. I'm like, wouldn't that be good for any enemy? Like, why are you trying to pretend like this enemy, it's super good?
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, because you say so, I guess I'll believe you. But I don't know. Yeah, and it, you know, and even you look at something like Kamen Rider Gaim, where there's a million riders and there's a million seeds and there's a million switches, but it never really felt like, okay, you're really overdoing it. I never got that impression.
Well, there was so much variety in Gaim and so much to look at and learn and hear about with all those characters, which actually you like and quickly care about, you know, there wasn't a lot of time. I think we said this during, or I definitely said this during Gaim, is like, there's no extra person in Gaim. It's like most of the characters are there to be important and have a plot and have things. And here it's like almost the exact opposite. There's so many people.
Yeah, and even in Gaim, if they did have extra characters like the rest of the dance crew, then they didn't talk to them. You know, they didn't say, okay, we're going to waste a couple minutes having you throw out a couple of dumb lines or a couple of cliche lines. They said, okay, then you're just there. You stand there and you, because that's what you do. When we actually need you, like later in the series, okay, we'll actually utilize you and show some importance, give you something to actually do instead of just spouting out a one-liner.
Yeah.
You know, like, how can we be, you know, 12, 13 episodes in, have all these extra characters, and have so many characters that just sit there? Like, why are they, either don't exist or give them something to do?
Yeah. At least What's-His-Face has a bike, which, I don't know, in recent years, like, if you're not the main dude, sometimes they don't even give them bikes. And I feel like some people don't notice because the bikes aren't often used, just period. Mm-hmm. He actually gets a bike.
Yes, it's so lovely. The main character transforms with cars, he has a nice car. The second guy transforms with bikes, he has a nice bike. It's great.
Yeah.
Although the cars actually, I'll be interested to see if they use this because the cars actually do fit into Mach's belt, but not the other way around.
Okay.
So I don't know if that'll do anything.
What might not the other way around? What do you mean?
Like Mach's bikes don't fit into Drive's driver is what I've
heard. Oh, I see.
I believe people have said. I could be wrong, but I believe that's what I read.
So he can use his powers somehow.
Well, I mean, he came up with Amazing Circus, so you would think, right? Like, he showed up with him. That car showed up with him, so I guess maybe that would be an assumption that he can use them. But, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, that's an incentive to get his crap.
Honestly, if I was going to buy anything, I'd buy Breaks because it sounds the coolest. The Break one. Break up. His little gun thing.
Oh. Oh, that is... I like that gun.
With the three with the spider and the bat, and that's cool.
Actually, both of their... I like both of their guns. What's his face? Mach's gun.
Little wheel gun. Yeah.
I like... You know what? Okay, his character so far, I like him. Like.
Yeah, me too.
He's goofy, but not to the point where it's like, can you shut up? You
know? Yeah, he's not running around talking about mayonnaise.
Right.
Wait, you're talking about the brother?
Yeah, the brother.
Yes.
Not the brother.
Wow. Like... I can't take him. No? I can't take him, like, with all the flippity-doos and, like, he is a mixture of Guy from Gokaiger.
Mm-hmm. He's okay. Not that crazy.
And...
No, not that crazy.
And Beast... Forgot that guy's name. Mayonnaise.
Yeah.
From Wizard.
He's not as bad as either one of them.
I agree.
I lie. Not Beast. What was the villain's name? He was like the weird.
What show?
Was it Wizard? No, it wasn't Wizard. What was the creepy guy?
The guy that liked to cut girls' hairs and then kill them?
Yes.
That's Sora, is Gremlin.
Oh, I guess because his smile is like ridiculous.
He's a mixture of him and Guy. Like, it's, yeah.
Yeah. I think you're just looking for any guy that's flamboyant and using that. I don't know.
No, it's because he's annoying. He's like, hey, you guys are slow. I know what's next.
He looks,
and then flips off.
He looks like he's amused by everything.
And it's just, he's just annoying to me. Like, really.
Well, because he's from America, so he has to be big and flamboyant. That's how it works.
We're so flamboyant. Yeah.
Yes, we all are. We all like to run around and pose. It's just all we do is pose.
Right. With pyrotechnics and the whole wheel.
The brother is not my cup of tea.
I really think he's changed. He's going to really do wonders for the dynamic of all the other characters. I think he's going to influence that a lot. And so far, I've already seen a bit of that, and I'm enjoying that in episode 12 and 13.
Yeah, the two writers' interactions are good.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
And you should watch the rest of 13 because actually that does have a lot to do with what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, I actually thought this was one of the better ones.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And actually, action. Okay, that's what I was going to say. Like, first several episodes almost didn't interest me at all, action-wise. I just wasn't that excited. These last few, like, they did a few good things. I'm not saying it's, like, you know, mm-hmm. amazing, but I was actually, like, excited. It's like, okay.
Although I don't know what to think about when he used his danger signal.
Which one was that? Was that the giant CG bullet thing?
Yeah, that'd be it.
That was awful.
That was not great. That was not the greatest thing.
But well, I liked when, what's her name, Kiriko came in and, like, leapt, you know, in and shot her little gun. Mm-hmm. Not doing much, but at least.
Given an effort, yeah, she's, you know, she's our Rinko.
See, that's my problem. That's the other problem, right? Mm-hmm. I admire her chutzpah.
Yes.
But she clearly is underpowered and can't do jack squat in the current situation she's in. And so it just seems as if it's a cop out. Exactly. It just seems as though it's a cop out every single time that she tries her best, but then somebody comes in and saves the day, or somebody punks out and doesn't shoot her, or somebody. You know, like, I'm tired. That's what I like. I mean, I really like her. I just think that they just give her this, like, damsel in distress nonsense. But she has spunk, but she has the willpower, so that means she'll escape the day. Like, no, not really. No, not really. Really, like, you guys underpower her and don't really give her what she actually needs to be prepared for these battles that you have put her in with Kamen Rider Drive. Sorry.
I mean, it's I have many thoughts. Like, she's the support, and I think as that, she does well. It's just, because we've seen so many females that have been, it's like, clearly she's capable, clearly she's good at what she does, why can't she just Henshin, whatever, like, and be something, be more than someone who has to be saved at the last second because she can't fight monsters or whatever.
Yeah, it's weird to come, because it seems like that is pretty much how Kamen Rider is nowadays, where there always has to be a female character who's always right there, arm in arm with the main driver, but she can't really do anything.
And the thing is, like, I applaud, because back in the day, it was more like, I literally can't even fight at all. Like, I'm just a girl, I'm just some friend, and I always have to get knocked over so the hero can come and, like, shield me or whatever. That was worse. You know, maybe sometimes it's appropriate story-wise, just because it's not that dynamic. It's not supposed to be, but it's like we've hit a wall, and this is as far as you can go.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I think right, and now that I think about it, that's probably why Rinko was one of the strong points in Wizard, because she actually did get some stuff done. She was fairly capable. Or you could go the Kamen Rider O's route and just give her ridiculously strong strength, you know, crazy strength, and never explain it.
That, like, literally, seemed...
you didn't see this, Lisa, but literally in Kamen Rider O's, the female character could, like, lift giant boulders, and they never explained it. That just was her thing. She was a normal person otherwise, but she would just had crazy, crazy strength.
It's like she's a cartoon character, basically.
Yeah. And she didn't realize, you know, didn't realize her own strength and sometimes hurt people. And
you needed her around because
the other guy was her brother's corpse. So you needed her around.
Well, that's a whole other.
Her brother's reanimated corpse.
Back to what's her name?
Right.
What's her face?
Kiriko.
Yeah. They give her something. Give her a. I'm not saying she needs a belt right now.
You mean an action moment?
Yeah.
But give her. Give her some weapon or something. Do something. You know the gun ain't gonna work. Do something.
Well, it works. It works enough.
Chief technical person.
Wow.
Hello. Why don't you help out your fellow sister and give her something?
Solidarity.
Shoot.
Come on.
Well, and then I think it's...
But both of them are just too busy going after Drive. That's what it is. The eyes are not on the prize.
Well, and then in like in Gaim, they had the same type of character, but what they did is they either had her out of the action or they had her running around doing some sort of subplot. So, you know, she was helpful, but she was helpful in a different way, and she didn't burden the main character.
Who are we talking about?
In Gaim, what's her name? The girl. That's
Mai.
Not the sister. Yeah. Mai. Like, they gave her stuff to do where she didn't just, you know, get in the way or try to physically fight and then not be able to help. Like, they had her do other stuff.
Or sometimes she wasn't even mentioned at all. She wasn't even in episode. Like, she wasn't, you know.
She didn't need to be there be defeated constantly.
Like, she wasn't the second most important character in the show.
Right.
Exactly.
Where literally you see the opening credits and it's like Shinosuke and Kiriko. Like, it's the pair.
He tightens his tie, she salutes, that's it. Nobody else gets single shots.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
that's
power her up. Yes.
Yeah.
Something. You had 50 million riders last year. Like, you can't throw her a bone at some point. That's next. That's just the third one.
She does have some martial arts prowess.
Yes.
Okay. So, fine. Yeah. You get to use it, and then you got, like, an overpowered monster, and then she's about to die, and then she has to be saved. I can't.
She's Krillin. Yeah. That's basically it.
So yeah. But... Look, I mean, Drive isn't terrible.
No.
It's
definitely seen worse.
It's just, like, for me, I know that there's some meat in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me having to, like, out of two episodes, because sometimes, you know, most of them it's like a two-part kind of thing. So out of those two episodes, I'm just kind of like waiting for about 15 minutes of meat. And I'm just like, y'all could cut this up because I don't need to sit through all of this. So that's what I feel like right now. You know?
Yeah, I definitely see the makings of a better series in there if they would tackle the plot some more. Because, I mean, there's been other series where they, like, literally did nothing with any of the villains for a good 20, 30 episodes. So at least here they're more active. So I see that they could be doing something better and they could be utilizing these characters better. But, I mean, until they actually, you know, use the secondary characters and give them some sort of importance and advance the plot, it's just holding form. And it's just a basic series.
Yeah, I'll be honest, like, I watched maybe four. Oh, you know what it was? I watched about four episodes, I think it was. And then I started the fifth, and I stopped in the middle and just said bye. And did not. Bye, Felicia. And did not come back at all until it was decided that we were going to talk about it on NPS. Mm-hmm. And then I marathon my way through it because I'm not kidding when I said, like, I was really kind of bored during the fights. Like, it just doesn't happen. And, like, when you get done with the fights or when you, you know, before then, even the character stuff was just not really, everything just took too long. Everything just kind of dragged and I was just not okay with it. I'm glad that I, you know, picked back up with it, but I can't say much more than that right now. It's just kind of it's fine, that's not bad.
Yeah, I was similar. I watched the first like five episodes and then I got like three or four episodes behind, watched all those, and then I started enjoying the 9 through 11, that three-parter, so I watched those as it aired. But then I don't know, yeah, I've started and stopped a couple of times. But I am at the point where I have enjoyed the last couple episodes that I will try to watch them as they're released. But it could easily drop back off in a hot second.
Yeah, as soon as I feel like they're trying to trick me with their two-parters.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
they, mm-hmm.
Oh, if this is just a one-parter.
Yeah, if they say, okay, we're done introducing the second rider, so let's drop back into form.
Yeah, that's going to be... Maybe I'll take another hiatus.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, look, I'm definitely not watching these week by week. I'm not. I just... No. For me, it's really not that gripping, you know? Even if all the good stuff that I've said about it so far, it's not... I'm not rushing to find out what happens to these people. So... I just feel like... You know, if this whole season was done and if it was recut, it could easily be recut into like 30 episodes and be tighter and actually end up being good. Because, I mean, 13, we're up to 13 now. And I feel like, you know, half of the time, man, and I say this every time, I wish I were able to speak fluent Japanese so that I did not have to watch the screen to read the subtitles, because literally I want to be able to turn my head away and be like, yeah, I hear what they're saying, woo, 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 you know, and call a day.
Reading is hard.
And not that, having to,
that's a you problem.
Reading is hard.
No,
okay, Barbie.
No.
Okay, Barbie, we got it.
No. I want to be able to go about my business and tune out what I don't need. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, okay, that's important. Let me watch the show again.
If only I could
and
find
then
a man.
Tune out what I don't need.
If only I could find a man to tell me what to do.
Anyway. All right, Harley Hendrickson.
Okay. We had a very rousing discussion about diversity and how wonderful that they are trying to incorporate different cultures and backgrounds, and now you've taken us all the way back to the 50s.
Well,
thanks, Jeremy.
Well, you kind of steered the car that way.
did not steer your car that way. Let me take my door gun and shoot your face.
Your door gun. You have to close it and open it first. Like.
Okay.
No, but you told me to open it. No, but then I told you to close it.
I laughed, but I hated it.
Damsel in distress.
Me too. Me too. Because he had to go back behind the car. It's like, you told me. Idiot. Idiot. Who shoots with the door open? Like, the aesthetic alone. Hate you. Oh gosh. No, but that's the thing. Like, Drive has moments where it is genuinely funny, and then it has moments where, like, you really do want to shoot him with the door gun. Like,
no.
Yeah. It's true. So.
Oh well.
Won't be watching this every week.
At least I still have my Tokuger.
Oh my god. You have fun with that.
Hey, you know what? It's almost over.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's almost over.
It's not that bad.
It's almost over.
You know what? That's a ringing endorsement. Jeremy Simpson, it's not that bad.
Yes, that's put that on the DVD.
They had a couple of twists. I told you about that one twist, Lisa. That one big twist.
Yeah, you did.
Where they explained, you know, the whole, well, how can you have the imagination of a child and be adults? And they explained it.
I mean, so, I think most people, a lot of people kind of guessed on that one.
What? You didn't know? You didn't know? Don't act like you knew. Don't act like you knew.
Look at those freaking characters. Look at them. Look at them.
You didn't know.
Look at them.
You did not know that they were actually still children.
Look at them.
Don't even pretend. It was a twist.
Well, soon Neninja will be here, and
right. and next week they're debuting the evil black shiny Tokuger.
Cool.
Oh, you know what's weird though? Is like they literally have completely stopped doing the suit change, like their gimmick. They completely ignore their gimmick now.
Hmm.
The only time they've used it in recent memory was when, because sometimes they would go to worlds that they weren't sure if they were theirs, because they were searching for their own world, their own little town, and it was already controlled by the bad guys, and when you're in a world only controlled by the bad guys, you can only stay transformed for 1 minute. So whenever they would fight the monster, all of them would throw their trains at one person, and he would just keep switching back and forth, using up each of their minutes.
That was clever.
But other than that, it's like, they've stopped doing form changes. Like, since the Sixth Ranger showed up, who can't do form changes, they've kind of stopped doing it. Like, what?
They kind of confuse me with, like, that in the first place, to be honest.
I was like, that's your gimmick.
The switching thing. It didn't seem like it did much.
Yeah, I think that is a problem, is they've never really showed a tangible benefit besides confusing the bad guy a little bit. But other than that, it's like it's not like, oh, I'm better when I use this power or that power. It's never really been a thing.
Let's play dress up.
Yeah.
So,
yay! I mean, it was a decent idea in theory, but it's something that they've never really utilized properly. Kind of like they just wanted a gimmick.
Come on, Ninja.
Yeah, for real. Why are we trying to, like, put in Tokuger discussion in here?
Because I want to give it a little love. You didn't give Kyoryuger any love, and that was actually a good show. I mean, I can understand hating Tokuger, but Kyoryuger was actually good.
I can't. Yeah, exactly.
I want to give it some love. I mean, if we can take time to talk about Drive, which is a piece of ass. Honestly, Tokuger is better than Drive. It is. It straight up is. No question.
Let's move on. Let's move.
Any final thoughts about Drive? Any final thoughts about Drive? Have we touched upon all the points for Drive?
It is not a nice drive.
I can't say I'm, like, terribly excited about the movie coming up. I know we said this at the end of Gaim. I'm kind of in the same place, even after seeing clips and stuff for the movie that has both of them in it. Just kind of...
It just seems weird to do a team-up movie after you ended Gaim in the place that you ended it.
Like, yeah, with an ending, yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm sorry, you turned your writer into God. Why does he need to team up with anybody?
Yeah, ever. Like, what's...
There's no team-ups necessary ever for this man.
You... Like, he is a team-up. Like,
yeah.
Is
the team he up. Shows yeah. up, it, everything is over.
It's done.
He is your MacGuffin.
Yeah, go home, you're drunk.
Yeah. So... Yeah, it just seems very much beneath the character to ever team up with anybody.
Or they have to contrive up some reason why he can't use his full power or something.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's really not going to make sense. Like, he's just going to show up and just be just Gaim. Just...
Yeah. He should just come in and glass everybody, basically, with a crazy blast. And, okay, team up's over. 1 minute.
Yeah. We're done. Thanks for showing up, guys.
Uh-huh.
Good seeing you.
Deuces.
Hey, we're on another planet where, like, my powers are limited, even though I created it.
Someone needs to all my power.
Someone needs to create kryptonite, basically.
Something.
So.
Maybe that's it. Like, they have an anti-god power.
they threw a rotten lock seed on his belt.
We got an atheist Loxie.
Bad fruit. Mushy brown banana.
Something. Mold. The mold Loxie.
Mm-hmm. And then you got an agnostic Loxie that just doesn't want to get really into the conversation.
Not really against you, but doesn't really care.
Let's not go there, Gaim. It's all good. Yeah. We're just.
I mean, I want to see my guy and people again, but. Yeah, because I always like to see the old team if I liked them, but.
Well, yeah, but. And, you know, there's dead people, and they're suddenly alive, it seems.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like when they did an Abba Ranger, Deca Ranger team up. I'm like, boy, you're really kind of neutering the end of Abba Ranger by having Mikoto come back. Kind of really.
It's a little weird.
And then having Deca Pink in love with him. Okay, that's a bit much. That is a bit much.
What is happening?
Yeah, you gave this character an amazing send-off, straight up murdered this fool, and... Hey, I'm back! Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, good to see ya.
Chillin'.
You know, I'm gonna go fix a car over here with RPM Red.
Yeah, might as well. I mean, your cat says hi.
Yeah, your cat, yep. Very much a your cat says hi moment.
Well, yeah, I think we could end on that. I think so. Drive. I'll see you in the next, 2 months.
Yeah.